This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Between the violence in Iraq and our own election, it would be easy to miss the news of an Israeli offensive in Palestinian territory. Today, Israel pulled out of one area. It pulled its forces out of a town called Beit Hanun. They'd been in that town for a week, during which one Israeli soldier was killed, along with more than 50 Palestinians. NPR's Eric Westerveld is covering the story. And Eric, Israel says it wanted to stop rocket fire by Palestinians. Has the rocket fire stopped?
Rocket fire has not stopped. One rocket was launched today, Steve, from Beit Hanun, right after Israeli forces pulled back. Tanks and infantry pulled out this morning, and witnesses there say local residents poured into the streets. These were people that had been essentially trapped indoors for about 6 days, afraid to move around, given the Palestinian gunmen and Israeli forces on the streets. Today, Palestinians began to bury their dead and start to repair homes that were badly damaged in the fighting. The pullback came after intense fighting yesterday, Steve, including an attack by an 18-year-old female suicide bomber. She blew herself up in Beit Hanun near an Israeli position, killing herself and wounding one Israeli soldier.
Why is this town considered strategically important?
Well, Israel says that militants have fired more than 300 rockets from Beit Hanun, and they went in there saying, we're going to try to destroy this infrastructure for rocket fire. We're going to get the weapon storage facilities, some of these mini factories and basements that they use to make these makeshift rockets. And they wanted to capture or kill the rocket launching teams that fire them. But as I pointed out, it hasn't done that much to deter it. A rocket was launched today. And during this operation, Steve, militants continued to launch rockets at Israel from other parts in the northern Gaza Strip.
Now, we should mention, Eric, that even as different factions fight, that there is talking going on. Leaders from Fatah and Hamas, the rival factions and among the Palestinians, have been working in another attempt to form a unity government. Are they any closer to one?
Well, sources say they have made some progress, but the two sides, Steve, have come close to an agreement half a dozen times in the past on political and security issues, only to see those deals completely fall apart and devolve into running gun battles on the streets of Gaza. Sources in Fatah now say the two sides have once again agreed in principle on creating a new government with a cabinet made up of technocrats, these non-political experts, but Palestinians hoping that this new cabinet will lead to the lifting of sanctions, an end to the political isolation of the Hamas government, and put an end to the Palestinian-on-Palestinian violence that has killed about 200 people in Gaza this year. But there are still big details to be worked out, and there's skepticism that they will come to a final agreement.
Well, according to Western powers, in order to get those sanctions lifted, this government will have to recognize Israel. Is it going to do that?
Senior Israeli officials have already signaled that this technocratic government, if it is formed, doesn't go far enough, that they have to meet three explicit conditions: recognition of Israel, rejecting violence, and honoring past agreements. And they say this agreement doesn't do it.
That's NPR's Eric Westerveld in Jerusalem. Eric, good to talk with you.
Thanks, Steve.